Kyle Evans is with us this morning from the Murfreesboro Police Department. Hey, Kyle, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Bart. Good to be here.
Did you have any trouble getting around today?
It wasn't too bad coming into work today. I dropped my child off at school and got into work on time this morning. Last night we had a few issues with some bridges and overpasses. One on Thompson Lane near Broad Street, where the road that goes over Old Nashville Highway, the bridge that goes over Old Nashville Highway is, and 840 had a few issues. But other than that, for the most part, city roads are in good shape.
So no problems today.
Well, that's right. Very few accidents have been reported, and the ones that have were without injury, so we're thankful to report that. And we worked well with the street crews that were out there last night, making sure our bridges and overpasses were salted promptly, and I think we dodged a bullet with this snowstorm.
Did a great job, too, by the way. Our hats off. And that did not slow down crime, though. The snow flurries didn't. I understand we've had quite a few things happening.
Well, that's right. Detective Tannis Knox responded to a Sulphur Springs address in the 1400 block in reference to an aggravated burglary that was in progress along with patrol officers. And when they got there, they discovered that a Cole Robinson, an 18-year-old of Murfreesboro, had actually broken into this residence and had removed several flat-screen TVs from the wall and was in the process of trying to steal those flat-screen TVs. Thankfully, the responding officers, the homeowner, and the detective were able to get their hands on this guy and bring him into custody. So after an investigation, Detective Knox was able to take out a warrant for aggravated burglary for Mr. Robinson, and he'll face those very serious felony charge.
Now, is that the neighbors who call that in, or what I'm trying to figure out is it's so important for people to react when you see something that looks not right at somebody's house?
Well, that's right. Anytime that you are a neighbor, the word nosy neighbor is not necessarily applying. What you're looking for is suspicious activity. And if you see suspicious activity, you need to see something, or if you see something, say something. And that goes off the national campaign for if you see something that's suspicious, terrorism related. Well, it also applies to our neighborhoods. If you see someone acting suspicious, looking in windows of a house, trying a door when you know your neighbors aren't home, it's really important that you call that in to police, 893-1311, or if you think it's a crime that's in progress, call 911. Because we want to find out who these people are and hopefully prevent a very serious crime from occurring.
Very definitely. That is a caring neighbor. And what else do you have?
Well, we had one of those interesting cases of a DUI fourth offense. But what's interesting about this case is that the individual that was charged with this crime is actually in car sales. So you think with the expertise of cars, they would know not to get behind the wheel of a car after they've been drinking. So that is the other police report in the news today. And just a couple seconds I'd like to share, we got this cold weather coming in, and we've got situations like we had last night. I want to remind people that if you don't have to be on the roads when there's bad weather coming in, then please stay off the road, stay at home, or find other modes of transportation. But also prepare your vehicle, put a warm blanket or a coat, some extra coats in there in case you were to break down, a flashlight, make sure you have your cell phone and a cell phone charger. Check your tires and make sure that they're good. Ice scrapers, jumper cables, these are all things that you can use. Probably most important thing is that you reduce your speed, because most bad weather crashes are caused by spin outs or sliding off the road because you're just traveling too fast. So please slow down and just make sure that your main focus is to get where you're going in a safe manner. Avoid distractions, cell phones, texting, and so on. And if you do have questions about the roads, Murfreesboro just upgraded their traffic camera system so that you can go on online and you can actually look and see online how the road conditions look. So use that tool and definitely plan your route ahead of time, and hopefully that will keep you from being involved in an accident and keep you safe to your destination.
Murfreesboro Police Officer Kyle Evans updating us this morning on the situation crime-wise, traffic-wise, and police-wise, what's happening with the Murfreesboro Police Department. Thank you for joining us this morning, Kyle.
Thank you.
Have a great day.